各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, my brothers and sisters.
今天是一个敬礼的日子。
Today is a day of baptism.
今天题目就是敬礼。
The topic of sermon today is baptism.
我们请低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们谢谢你带领我们弟兄姊妹来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for bringing brothers and sisters to you.
在这样的一个敬礼的日子里面
such a day of baptism,
主愿你自己向我们显示你的心意
may I ask you to reveal your will to us,
好让我们清楚明白圣经里面是怎么样说敬礼这件事
so that we can clearly understand what's mentioned in the Bible about baptism,
愿你的灵在我们心里面来让我们能够听得明白
May your Holy Spirit in our heart help us to understand.
愿基督的灵也保守鼓励弟兄姊妹能够在真理上面在真理上面能够来实行。
May your Holy Spirit to save, to protect each of us so that we can carry out the truth in our life.
愿基督的圣灵也帮助讲员的口翻译的口能够说得明白。
May your Holy Spirit be with the speaker and the translator to relay your words clearly.
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
敬礼这个题目呢，是历世历代以来很多人在争论的一个题目。
Baptism is a very debatable topic throughout the years by many people.
因为敬礼跟教会的生活甚至于宗派的问题常常 纠葛在一起
Because baptism is often entangled with the church life and with the practice of different denominations
所以今天我想用这样的机会再 来查一下在圣经里面我们怎么样来讲敬礼
Today therefore I would like to illustrate what is meant in Bible about baptism
到底圣经的教导是什么
What is the Bible's true teaching on this?
当我们探讨完了以后我们再看看我们教会的立场是什么
Then after this, let's examine our church standing on baptism.
这样子今天我们接下来的敬礼就很有意义了
Then this will make the baptism we're going to witness make more sense.
说到敬礼呢很多人说没怎么好争的这个已经争了十几个世纪了
Quite often people may say, baptism, that's been debated for decades of centuries. There's nothing more left to debate.
有人说这敬礼呢就是泡下水就是洗礼就是点一下水而已。
Some people make it simple, just say baptism is just a dip in the water.
他说不过只是一个仪式而已。
It's nothing but just formality.
各位弟兄姊妹我要慎重地告诉大家敬礼绝对不只是一个仪式。
But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you seriously,Baptism is not just a formality.
上帝耶稣从死里复活
Jesus is risen from death.
他建立了教会
He established the church.
他怎么会为了一个仪式而死在十字架上呢
How can he die simply for some formality on the cross?
这是不值得的
That's not worth it.
圣经里面很清楚的教导我们可以来仔细的查考
There's a clear teaching in the Bible, so that let's examine it.
我们就可以知道真理，真理就使我们得以自由。
Then we know the truth, and the truth will set us free.
在这个世界上，又有点水礼，又有敬礼，这使我们不能自由。
It's quite confusing that in this world there's baptism by sprinkling, there's baptism by immersion, that does not allow.To set us free.
反倒是使我们失去这个遵循耶稣基督教训的这个自由。
And contrary, that makes us to lose the freedom that we can freely follow the teaching of Jesus.
因为你不管你选哪一边，都有人讲你这边是有问题的。
No matter which side you take, there is also criticism on you.
当我们知道真理以后，真理就使我们得以自由。
After we know the truth,And the truth will set us free.
敬礼也有人称它为洗礼。
Baptism, somebody has called that water baptism.
到底这个敬礼是怎么开始的呢
How did it start from the very beginning?
太远古以前或者是一些预表性的东西我们就今天不讲。
for the long story and there's some symbolic meaning of it, we're not going to discuss that.
我们今天没有时间谈，但是我们今天可以从这个新约的角度来看敬礼。
Because of time constraint, I would like to start with the time of the New Testament.
因为新约是耶稣基督所来了以后才进入这个新约。
Because we enter into the era of the New Testament after the coming of Jesus.
所以让我们从耶稣的时代开始谈起。
Let's start from the time of Jesus.
耶稣在对于敬礼的教导，在马可福音第十六章十六节那里说。
In Mark 16:6, there's a teaching from Jesus about baptism.
他说，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
It says, whoever believes and baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
信而受洗这四个字，以前我们曾经谈过。
To believe and then to be baptized, we talked about it before.
主要是讲到说，信到一个程度又受洗的人。耶稣说那个人他一定得救。
It says one who believes the truth to the degree that he wants to be baptized, Jesus promises them that they will be saved.
在英文版的一个圣经叫做应用版圣经 Application Bible.
There's an English version of Bible called Life Application Study Bible.
我们可以一起来看这一段哈，这一段打在 slide 上面，我来读一下，很快。
Let's read these verses from that Bible. It's been shown on the PowerPoint.
他说 He who believes, that is, who adheres to and trusts in and relies on gospel and him whom is set forth and is baptized will be saved.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
好，那这段话呢，主要是讲到说我们的信心，我们靠着信心必定会得救。
It says, because of a faith, we will be saved.
那决定得救或者决定被定罪，这个也是在我们的信心里面。
The line drawn between to be saved and to be condemned is drawn in our faith.
然后这段的经文是耶稣基督很清楚的说到敬礼这段话。
This message.Jesus talked about clearly about baptism.
这里面这个洗这个字是用的是 baptizo 这个字。
In this scripture, the original Greek used the word baptizo.
那这个字呢，翻译的时候翻译成英文就可以翻译成说 to dip repeatedly, 或者是 to immerse, 或者是 to submerge of a vessel sunk.
要把它翻译中文的话，就是它不停的留在水里面，好像船沉在水里面一样。
所以耶稣已经说明了，他认为他所认为的这样子的洗礼是一种在水里面的状态。
So the baptism that Jesus mentioned about is a condition that takes place under the water, in the water,
就降到水里面的一种洗礼。
A baptism that's performed, carried out in the water.
所以。不是在水面上，不是坐在那里，而是到水里面去。
It's not being performed above the water or sitting in the water. Instead, it goes into the water.
另外一个我们大家都很熟悉的耶稣基督的吩咐，在大使命里面。
And also the one, the greatest commission that Jesus gives us,
在马太福音第二十八章那里说。
In Matthew 28, it says,
他说你们要去。使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Bible says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.And surely I am with you always to the very end of the ages.
这里耶稣要我们全部的基督徒都要做的事情有四件。
Here there are four things Jesus commanded all Christians to do.
第一个你们要去。
One to go.
第二个使万民做我的门徒。
Make all nations my disciples.
第三个奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
To baptize them in the name of the Father, the Holy Spirit.
第四个，凡我教导你们的，都吩咐我吩咐你们的，教导他们遵守。
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
然后有一个应许，这个应许就是我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Then followed by a promise, that is, I will be with you till the end of age.
这里耶稣又用了另外一次，他又用了这个 baptizo 这个字。
Again, Jesus used baptizo as the baptism.
这是很清楚的告诉我们。根据耶稣已经有的天上地下所有的权柄，我们要奉父子圣灵的名给人施洗。
It is quite clear. Jesus said, with the authority of the heaven and earth, go ahead to baptize people in my name.
另外一个教导在马可福音里面。
Another teaching comes from the book of Mark.
在马可福音第十章三十七节那里说。
Mark 10, verse 37.
当耶稣第三次告诉门徒们说他要受难与复活的事情的时候
Well, the third time Jesus told his disciples that he's going to die and then will resurrect.
在门徒当中的雅各跟约翰就跟耶稣讲说是我们在你的荣耀里面一个坐在你的右边一个坐在你的左边
Then his disciples, James and John asked Jesus to allow one of them to sit on his right sideAnd the other one sit on his left side.
在接下来的三十八节那里说，你们不知道你们所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能够喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？他们说我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯，你们也要喝；我所受的洗，你们也要受。
The following verse 38, Bible says, Jesus replied, "You don't know what you are asking." Jesus said.Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. Here again, our Jesus used the same word, baptismal.
这里耶稣所用的这个受洗这个字也是用的是 baptizo 这个字。
Again, Jesus used the word baptizo. That's a Greek.
在第一世纪里面，上帝设立了教会。
In the first century, the God established the church.
教会成为基督的心腹。
Church becomes a bride of Christ.
然后教会是基督的身体。
And church is the body of Christ.
在这个身体里面有许许多多的信徒。
In this body, there are many, many believers.
这些信徒参加教会，当时参加教会的人非常的多。
At that time, there are many, many people, joining the church.
虽然人很多，但是他们有可能参加教会的目的是不太一样的。
They may have different purposes.
但他们也许不一样。
It might be different.
但是这些人都是归入基督的。
But these people are baptized into Christ.
然后归入教会。成为家里面的人
into church to become a member of the church, the family.
所以保罗说，在罗马书六章三到四节那里说
Therefore, in Romans 6:3-4, Paul said,
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Bible said, Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We have therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
在加拉太书三章二十七节那里说，你可以看到十来这里打的，他说：“你们受洗归入基督的人，都是披戴基督了。
”In Galatians
3:27
it says that for as many of you were baptized or baptized into Christ into a spiritual union and communion with Christ.
他说我们这些受洗就是受 baptized 的这些人是受洗归入基督归入教会因为教会是基督的身体
Seeing that through baptism or baptismal, we were baptized into the church and into Christ.
然后，同样的，在这个英文版的圣经里面是这么说的。
In the
Life Application Bible.
Yeah, in the Life Application Study Bible, it says.
他说，我们一起来看哈，这段我就读，然后，贝尔会翻译。他说，For as many of us who were baptized into Christ, into spiritual union and communion with Christ, and anointed once the Messiah, have put on Christ. 好，那这个不用翻译，我们来继续往下讲。初代教会有最有名的一个例子，就是在《使徒行传》第十六章三十三节那里说。
There was a very famous example recorded in
Acts 16:33.
The Bible says, at that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then, immediately, he and all his family were baptized. Here, the baptism is baptizo.
我刚刚说过，这个字是一个表明在水里面的状态，是到水里面去，或者是沉或降到水里面去的一种洗礼。
I just said that baptizo means an action that takes place under the water, in the water.
所以。 不只是耶稣，使徒保罗，他也用同样的字，就是baptizo.
Not only Jesus, but also Apostle Paul also used this word baptizo.
接下来我们谈到一下有关洗礼跟教会之间的关系。
Next thing I would like to talk about the relationship between baptism, immersion, and the church.
教会是用神的血所买来的。
Church was bought by the blood of our God.
在《使徒行传》第20章28节那里说，
In Acts 20:28, Bible says,
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。Keep
watch over yourselves and all the flocks of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
这里保罗说，教会是基督用他自己的血所买来的。It
says again, the church was bought or ransomed by the blood of God.
所以他所设立的教会有他自己用真理来体现他的想法。So
the church he established, he will want the church to be based on a foundation according to his will.
那就是用基督耶稣所设立的榜样来遵行。
That is to use this example set by Jesus Christ and the way follow.
在加拉太书第3章37节那里又说，
In Galatians 3:37 it says,
刚刚我们谈过这段哈，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
It says, you who were baptized into Christ have clothed with Christ.
这段经文我刚刚说过，但是我这里要强调就是披戴基督这四个字。
Here I want to illustrate further what is meant by clothed with Christ.
什么叫披戴基督呢？ 就是要人家看见我们的时候，就像看到基督一样。
Which means that when people see you as if they are seeing Jesus.
那怎么样了解这个呢？ 这是一段在上面没有。 怎么样了解这个呢？
How do we understand this?
我不晓得多少人也穿过制服。
I don't know how many of you have wear a uniform before.
你是哪个学校的人，你就穿哪个学校的衣服。You
wear the uniform unique to that school.
别人看到你穿那个制服，就知道你是那个学校的学生。When
they see the uniform, they see your school.
别人看到你披戴基督，看到基督，就知道你是属于基督的人。When
they see you have clothed with Christ, then they know you belong to Christ.
那这里保罗描述是说，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。Just
as said here, that Jesus was raised in the glory of Father, so that we can live out a life that resembles the Christ.
所以敬礼有一个另外一层的含义。Therefore,
there's a further deeper meaning of baptism.
就是要我们有新生的样式。
That is, we need to have a new life.
这是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
就是为什么敬礼应该在信主之后的一段时间里面举行比较妥当。
That's why it's more appropriate to undergo baptism after you have believed in Lord.
因为刚刚信主，虽然我们被圣灵重生了，但是我们的心中的样式却要一段时间以后，才慢慢的我们的生命有所改变，有一些见证出来。
Although the Holy Spirit starts to dwell in you at the moment you believe in Lord, but it takes a while for your life to show the life of Jesus.
这并不仅仅表示我们从坏到好的变化。
It doesn't simply mean that we change from evil to good.
乃是一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，叫我们一举一动有这个新的样式。
But rather, from our behavior, our action, our deeds, there's new life. Just like Jesus was raised in the glory of Father, we do.
在罗马书六章三节那里说，受洗归入基督耶稣，归入教会。
In Romans 6:3, it says you're baptized into Christ and into the church.
简单的说，就是要与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Make it simple, it means you were dead with Christ, you were buried with Christ, and you resurrected with Christ.
一个生活的见证，一个宣告。
It is a testimony of life, it is a declaration.
假如有人信主以后，经过学习，经过认真的追求真理，他就一定会要求用洗礼来向世人、向家人、向朋友来见证自己的改变。
A person who is baptized, who believes in Jesus, after while studying the truth, it's very natural for this person to ask to be baptized.
见证自己是一个伪真的基督徒，并且要在将来一生里面与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
As a witness of your commitment to Christ, that in the rest of your life you will be dead with Christ, buried with Christ, and resurrected with Christ.
我们教会的宪章里面怎么说呢？我们教会有宪章哈。
We have a constitution, a bylaw of church. Let's see how does the church bylaw and a constitution bylaw say about baptism.
在我们的宪章里面，我们的宪章是正式通过的这个版本呢，是一个英文的版本。
In the very original version of church's bylaw, it was written in English.
所以今天我就用我们教会的这个宪章来跟大家说明。
Use the constant bylaw, let me make a further illustration of baptism.
在宪章的，在我们教会宪章里面，这个四点一啊 ，4.1 这个章节里面说到说敬礼。
In our church bylaw, chapter 4.1, it is especially mentioned about baptism.
好，这段经文就打在这slide里面，可以慢慢读哈。那我同时用中文解释一下，他是说。
This was written in English and shown on PowerPoint. Let me translate that into Chinese.
就这段我就不用翻译了。我现在翻译这段经文，这段的那个白露里面所说的。他说，我们教会相信信徒们用浸水的浸礼是一个公开的见证，来认同与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活，并且借着浸礼证明信徒顺服基督的主权。敬礼不是一个救恩的条件。那第二段，下一张 slide， 再下一张，好，谢谢。他说 ，Baptism is administered by the pastor or whoever the church shall authorize。好，然后我就直接翻译哈，说敬礼是由教会的牧师或授权的人来施敬。下一张 slide， 第三个 slide 就是说，敬礼应该在教会的崇拜当中来举行，当作这个崇拜的一部分。啊，这是原原本本我在教会的宪章里面这样子揭露下来。
I directly copied this from the church constitution and the bylaw.
就像刚刚教会的宪章里面所说的，借着敬礼证明信徒顺服基督的主权，就是用敬礼，其实是一种对基督耶稣所设立的这个敬礼的一种顺服。
Through baptism, it is a witness of our submission or obedience to Jesus' teaching.
所以，假如我们改变耶稣基督的榜样，还要求别人 按照我们的想法去做。
If we distort or change Jesus' teaching and do the way I want it to be done,
那么我觉得这在真理上面是站不住的。
I believe you cannot stand in front of the truth.
假如我们说教会是基督的心腹、新娘
，If we say church is the bride of Christ,
上帝也许会说。我们这些私自改变他的旨意的这些人是一种不顺服的心腹。
Then God may say those who does not follow this teaching is just like a disobedient bride.
很原谅我用这样的比喻，因为我觉得这比喻里面有一点点的真实。
Forgive me to use this parable because I believe there is certain truth in this parable.
就像我所说的，我们。假如我们顺服，我们依照耶稣基督的规矩尽诸般的义，那么我相信敬礼不仅是会让教会有基督的荣耀，更且会因为我们的顺服神，让教会里面的信仰是一致的。
I believe we submit to Jesus' teaching and do everything in righteousness. I believe this will make the faith of the church more unified.
采用敬礼也是一种顺服的开始。
Performing baptism by immersion is the commencement of submission.
因为耶稣也这么做。
Jesus himself did this.
耶稣是个没有罪的人，他不需要用受洗这个方式来让他的罪得到赦免，但他仍然去受洗了。
Jesus is not a sinner. He doesn't need baptism to show his righteousness, but he did it.
他这样子做只是为我们设立一个榜样。
If it's so, to set up an example for us to follow.
在马太福音三章十五节那里说，他对为他施洗的约翰说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
In Matthew 3:15, Jesus told John, let it be so.It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
这里我们感谢主哈，耶稣他没有说我，他说我们。
I thank God, Jesus used not just I, but instead he used the term we.
这包括今天这些愿意这样行的人，都是尽诸般的义。
For those who are willing to do so, is to do so to fulfill all righteousness.
所以敬礼不是一个仪式而已。
So,Baptism is not a formality.
让我们用今天的这段经文来做来结束。
Let's close the sermon with the following scriptures.
在这段经文当中，请你们注意和他一同或者是联合的这个词。
I would like to ask your attention to with him and unite with him.
好。因为这段没有英文的翻译了，所以我们就一起来读好吗？用中文读哈，来预备六章三节。
Let's read this in Chinese, and there will be no English translation.
No,
no, thank you.
六章三节哈，预备来。岂不知我们这受洗归入耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们。一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。六章五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已经死的人是脱离了罪。六章八节
Romans 6:8
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。下一张 slide。
Next slide。
在哥罗西书二章十二节。
Colossians 2:12。
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活的神的功用。所以同死同埋葬同复活，正是我们受浸归入教会的真理。
So the truth of baptism is that you were dead with Christ, you buried with Christ, and you resurrect with Christ.
让我们认真的来追求真理，并且愿意凡事来顺服主。
Let's follow the truth seriously and be willing to follow God's teaching.
所以在主的形状上，在各方面与主一同，与主联合，来归入教会，归入基督。
In every aspect, let's united with Christ to join the church, to unite, to be with Christ.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你的教训是非常明显。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because your teaching is so clear.
你的真理使我们得以自由。
Your truth will set us free.
我们不必彷徨于要点水礼或者是浸礼。
We should not be uncertain about whether baptism should be performed in, by sprinkling or by immersion.
虽然万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
Because everything works together so that the people who believe in Jesus will be edified.
但是帮助我们能够站立在真理之上。
Help us to stand.Before the truth.
主，愿你喜悦我们的顺服，喜悦我们在你面前的委身。
Please be pleased with our submission and our obedience.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
下面是敬礼啊，要受洗的人可以去准备换衣服，要不然我们有两位是吗？有两位要做见证啊。第一位，请 Christopher。